Can I see a show of hands on how many Judicial Council members have liaison reports this morning?
You have a list, Tom?
Justice Miller has the list. I turn this over to Justice Miller. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll first hear from Justice Ashman Gerst, and she'll report on the Superior Court of California for the County of Ventura.
Thank you. So I was there on March 16th. I met with the presiding judge, the assistant PJ Judicial Council member, Brian Back, who, of course, will correct me if I say anything wrong today, and also their CEO, Mike Planet. At the conclusion of the meeting, we were then joined by the executive committee. As was the last time I visited there, their technology allowed for video participation by the bench officer who sits in their juvenile court remote facility. As to be expected, the budget was high on the agenda. Specifically, we focused on the question of technology, and I know there was a letter that we all received from Mike Planet on the issue of technology. The issue of V3, which Judge Herman just spoke about, is front and center. Therefore, your plan is to get off of V3, which they actually like very much. However, it costs $7 million a year to support V3, and Ventura knows how to get off of it, but doesn't have any money, and, of course, no reserves. So Ventura feels that they're caught between the JCTC and Judge Earl's committee. Specifically, the concern is that Judge Earl's committee recommends reduction by $1.3 million, or 20% of the IMF. Ventura wants to go with Tyler Tech for its tech needs. However, they need to shore up their IT staff in order to do so. Ventura feels that it stuck its neck out when it signed up for V3, and now they need $3.5 million to go on to Tyler. Their next concern is shared by many courts is Prop 47. Since November, they've received approximately 1,500 petitions and believe that there is a potential of 15,000 petitions. And as others have mentioned, they feel they're going to become a huge misdemeanor trial machine, and they certainly do hope the legislature will recognize this and take some action. Even as of now, the misdemeanor arraignment court is overwhelmed. They do note that their drug court, however, is down 40%. The bulk of their collaborative court cases were the lower level felonies. So not only does this increase the misdemeanor trial workload, it's an additional burden for staff when they're already down 30% in staff support. So another unforeseen result of Prop 47 is an increased workload for their appellate division. And also, of course, more jurors are needed for the misdemeanor trials. So we engaged in a discussion of the council's focus on transparency, opening up meetings to the public and WAFM. As the last time I was there, they could not have been more gracious and informative. They are impressed with the chief and her desire to implement the SEC recommendations. They're reliant on Judicial Council staff and don't want their needs to get lost. They have had to cut their training program. They're dependent on the good work done by CJR. They utilize the legal services and HR of council staff. It would be another budget problem if they had to begin paying for those kinds of services. They're too small to hire their own support staff for those areas. So it was a pleasure to assure them that with the liaison program, with Judge Back on the council, that they do have a voice here. It was an enjoyable meeting, as always. I want to thank you, Chief and Justice Miller, for the opportunity to meet with the Ventura judges.
Thank you.